Welcome to the Gospel Giving Podcast. We're seeking to resource those committed to giving wisely, generously, and creatively to Christian ministry in Tasmania and beyond. We're hoping that with God's blessing, we might ignite a gospel-giving movement that will give a high regard for deliberate, thoughtful, and prayerful support of gospel ministry. For more information, visit gospelgivingmovement.org.
Hello, my name's Luke. I'm an evangelist to international students on UTAS campus. Well, the Macedonian churches in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 impress us. Though they are going through a severe trial, verse 2, and extremely poor, verse 3, though they can't give much, in verse 5, they give themselves to the Lord and then to this situation. And so, verse 4, they urgently plead to financially support the churches in Judea. Verse 3, they give too much, more than they should. Because verse 2, they are full of joy. They want to be richly generous. As I read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, I can think of so many of my financial supporters who I feel like have given too much, been too generous. And I need to remind myself that they actually have chosen to financially support me because of the Lord. They've given themselves to the Lord and then to me. I need to remind myself that they love giving. They didn't actually plead with me to give, but they probably would if I tried to stop them because I was worried about their financial situation. I've got so many supporters who are full of joy at our partnership and I think are richly generous. I'm currently helping an apprentice and a staff worker support raise, and they're really feeling the awkwardness of it, of asking people to give. They're afraid. They don't know what to say. We just got two new supporters for my apprentice, and when I sent him the emails that I'd received from them, he wrote back to me and said about one of them, "That is too generous." And of another, "She's only just started working and she's younger than me. She shouldn't be financially supporting." It's good for support raisers like me to know that gospel givers like you are doing it for the Lord first and foremost, and are doing it full of joy and generosity that come from the Lord, from his gospel, from, and this is chapter 8, verse 9, doing it because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, who though he was rich, for our sakes became poor, so that we might be rich. You're giving because you know that you are so rich in the Lord Jesus. So you want to be generous to others. Please communicate to us your eagerness to give, that you're not just giving a handout to the poor ministry worker, but you're doing it for God and in response to his gospel, that you're doing it full of joy, that you really want to do it. Sometimes as we send out our emails or make the calls asking for financial support, the responses can be really quite brief. Not meaning to be brief, but just you're busy, I know, and so you don't have time to write much. But if you can, from time to time, please reassure us that that you're keen to be a supporter. That would be great and would really strengthen and encourage us to go and ask more people to become gospel givers with us.